KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. First round high school football playoff action last night around the state as all the classes had first round matchups last evening. Checking some of the games around our area from last night and a game we had for you here on KJAN last evening in Class A. It was Audubon winning at home with a 39-0 victory over Riverside. Riley Jones, their tailback, had 22 carries, 161 yards, and 3 touchdowns to help lead the way for the Wheelers. Jake Mulford also carried 7 times for 52 yards and scored twice for Audubon as Audubon took advantage of 4 Riverside turnovers, keeping them out of the end zone and helping themselves out to turn that ball around. Dustin Christensen, the co-head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, said their ground game last night was real solid with Riley Jones and Jake Mulford, and in fact it worked out real well against their strong offensive line play.
Yes, it's great to see our offensive line opening up holes for them. I mean, those two run hard, but they wouldn't get anywhere without that line doing an excellent job like they did tonight. You just need to keep on building off of it and put in some interesting things, and as long as we can keep on those holes, we'll be fine.
Well, tailback Riley Jones after the game also praised his offensive line.
First off, all my success this year is strictly because of those guys up front. And, you know, we just ran a 26 lead for 2 of my touchdowns, and that's Nicholas Andreessen, number 60, just pulling all the way for me, just lead me in the end zone. You know, I can't go anywhere without them. They split it, and I hit it.
And they did a lot last night as they pick up the victory. Riverside held to just 95 total yards of offense, but those 4 turnovers were real killers early in the ballgame as Audubon advances in the postseason. Also in Class A last night, AHS-TV Guthrie Center 56-13. East Mills moves on with a 20-0 shutout over Woodward Granger. Also in 8-man football last night, it was Exira EHK defeating Cam by a final of 65-0. Drew Peppers rushed for 199 yards and 5 touchdowns. He also threw for 58 yards and a score last night to help lead the Spartans to the win. Adair Casey made quick work of Meskwaki Settlement. 59-20 was the final. Boyer Valley rallied to beat Southwest Valley 44-25. That was a 4-seed beating a 1-seed. And it was Coon Rapids Bayard winning in overtime as the Crusaders scored a touchdown and a 2-point conversion in overtime and then held Fremont Mills out of the end zone in the extra session as they win at 32-24 last night. Also in Class 1A football last evening, it was Jacob Benjamin with 256 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns, helping lead St. Albert to a 35-7 win over Pella Christian. Van Meter topping Trainer 41-0. Ogden beat Nottoway Valley 32-16, while Mount Air beat Panorama 30-7. In 2A play, it was Kemper Catholic big over Nevada 49-7. West Marshall ended Clarinda's playoff dreams with a 36-19 victory, and Gilbert knocked Red Oak out of the playoffs with a 44-12. Victory. In Class 3A play last night, Nate Geddes ran 42 times for 284 yards and 2 touchdowns as Harlan had to come from behind to pick up a win. They beat Lamar's 20-14. Harlan trailing 14-7 for a good chunk of that football game before they defeated the Lamar's squad, who came into that game just 3-6 on the season. Also last night, Carroll beat ADM 27-7 behind John Dvorak, who had 259 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns for the Tigers. Spencer held off Lewis Central 35-25, and Bishop Heelan Catholic disposed of Creston 45-7. And in a Class 4A matchup last night, Ankeny Centennial downed Abraham Lincoln by a final of 49-28. So after those first round matchups, now we look ahead to second round playoff action coming up on Monday evening. We'll be in Exira Monday night for an 8-man football game as Exira EHK plays host to Coon Rapids Bayard. The Spartans are 9-0 and ranked number 1 in the state. Coon Rapids Bayard comes in 8-3 on the season. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. 7 o'clock kickoff time Monday night. That's Exira EHK at home against Coon Rapids Bayard live here on KJAN. Also in 8-man action Monday night, Boyer Valley plays at Glidden-Ralston, while Adair Casey puts their undefeated mark on the line at home. They'll battle Twin Cedars. In Class A action on Monday night, it'll be East Mills at Audubon. Both those teams 8-2 coming in, while AHST will put a 10-0 record on the line against 8-2 Madrid. That game in Avoca Monday night. Also in Class 1A Monday night, Van Meter will host Mount Air, while St. Albert will be at home as the Falcons will host Ogden. In Class 2A play Monday night, Kemper Catholic is at home as they'll battle West Marshall, while in 3A, it'll be Carroll at Harlan. That's a rematch of a game won by Carroll in the regular season. Also in football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have waived tight end Kevin Brock, and they've elevated offensive lineman Rokivius Watkins from the practice squad to the 53-man roster. Brock had 3 catches for 36 yards in 4 games for the Chiefs this season. He'd become expendable with the return of Anthony Fasano from an ankle sprain a couple of weeks ago. The Bengals have put safety Taylor Mays on injured reserve with a dislocated right shoulder, ending his season. Mays hurt the shoulder while making a tackle on the final play in the first half of a 49-9 win over the Jets on Sunday. The Bengals suffered several significant injuries, leaving them shorthanded for their game Thursday at Miami. Miami right tackle Jonathan Martin is doubtful for the Dolphins game tonight against Cincinnati because of illness, signaling a likely change in the offensive line for the second consecutive week. Martin would be replaced by Tyson Klebo, who was benched a week ago after the Dolphins traded for tackle Bryant McKinney. Buffalo Bills quarterback Thad Lewis missed practice because of sore ribs, and he's 50-50 to play Sunday against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Doug Marrone says rookie Jeff Toole and free agent addition Matt Flynn split the first team reps. Starting quarterback E.J. Manuel remains out for the next game with a knee injury. Well, they can finally shave. The Boston Red Sox are celebrating their third World Series championship in 10 seasons. The bearded bunch did it with a 6-1 victory over St. Louis in Game 6, the first time the Bo Sox clinched a World Series at home since 1918. It's the 8th title for the Red Sox and comes 1 year after the team finished dead last in the American League East. General manager Ben Sherrington overhauled his roster during the offseason, so it seems only fitting that all 6 Boston runs were driven in by first-year Red Sox. Shane Victorino had been 0-10 in the series before he opened with the scoring with a 3-run double in the bottom of the 3rd inning, 1 inning before he delivered an RBI single. The other runs came on Stephen Drew's solo homer and Mike Napoli's RBI single, both of those coming in the 4th. Another first-year Bostonian closed out the victory as Koji Uehara worked a perfect 9th inning, ending the series by striking out Matt Carpenter. World Series most valuable player David Ortiz was 0-1 with 2 runs scored and 4 walks, 3 of those intentional. He ended up with a .688 batting average, a .760 on-base percentage, 2 homers, 6 RBIs, and 7 runs scored in the Fall Classic. John Lackey earned a World Series clinching victory for the second time in his career, 11 years after helping the Angels beat the Giants in Game 7. Lackey worked in and out of trouble for much of his 6 2/3 innings, surrendering 9 hits but only 1 run while striking out 5. It was a tough night for Cards rookie Michael Wacha, who entered the game with a 1 earned run average in 27 postseason innings. Wacha was chased with 2 out in the 4th and charged with 6 runs on 5 hits with 4 walks. Boston's victory ends the National League's 3-run reign as the World Series champs. It also allows many Red Sox to become reacquainted with their Razors. In the National Hockey League last night, Pittsburgh beat Boston 3-2, Toronto downed Calgary 4-2, Detroit edged Vancouver 2-1, and Los Angeles skated past San Jose in overtime by a score of 4-3. In the NBA last night, Toronto beat Boston 93-87. It was Cleveland over Brooklyn 98-94. Philadelphia downing Miami 114-110. New York edging Milwaukee 90-83. Detroit over Washington 113-102. Houston beat Charlotte 96-83. Indiana over New Orleans 95-90. Minnesota an overtime winner 120-115 over Orlando. Dallas beat Atlanta 118-109. San Antonio topping Memphis 101-94. Oklahoma City got by Utah 101-98, Sacramento edging Denver 90-88. It was Phoenix over Portland 104-91, and Golden State over the LA Lakers 125-94. And Iowa State senior women's basketball player Hallie Christofferson has been selected as a candidate for the Senior Class Award. To be eligible for that award, a student-athlete must be classified as an NCAA Division I senior and have notable achievements in 4 areas of excellence: community, classroom, character, and competition. Christofferson holds a 3.41 grade point average while majoring in graphic design. She was a member of the Big 12 Honor Roll and was named an ISU Scholar Athlete in 2013. Christofferson has participated in various community service projects during her time at Iowa State, as the seniors volunteered with the St. Jude's Walk the past 3 years, the I-35 program, and assisted with Junior Cyclone Clinics among her activities. On the court, Christofferson has established herself as one of the best players in the country. She was named an honorable mention All-American by the AP and the WBCA last season. Her performance also did not go unnoticed by league coaches, as she was one of just 4 student-athletes in the Big 12 to be named a unanimous selection to the All-Big 12 first team. She was most recently named to the John R. Wooden Awards preseason top 30 list, which is given to the nation's top player. Kristofferson is also the only returning player in the nation to have led her team in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, and points per game. Kristofferson is one of 30 student-athletes named to that list, which will be narrowed to 10 midway through the season. At that point, the fan voting will be coupled with votes from coaches and media to determine the recipient of the Wooden Award. Iowa State is one of just five schools in the country to have a student-athlete named to the initial list the last two seasons, joining California, Baylor, Penn State, and Kentucky. Chelsea Poppins represented the Cyclones last season and was named as one of the 10 finalists. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.